we received a call from a resident that there was a juvenile monitor lizard in her house. We've responded and we've since captured the monitor lizard, and we will be releasing it in a more suitable habitat.
Was originally captured off Pasir Ris Drive near a lamppost. So we've actually took it back. It was assessed by our partner WRS for its health. It was microchipped, and then we released it back into a forested area. Well, apart from snakes that we get a lot of calls for, we also do rescue animals such as civets, monitor lizards, bats, and so forth.
When someone detects an animal that is not well or injured, we will actually go down and rescue the animal. Sometimes with the help of WRS as well, the zoo, we do look at it. We do send it to our vets. We do send it to the vets at WRS or even the vet at ACRES as well. So there's a lot of that kind of collaboration and cooperation.
So this particular oriental pied hornbill was rescued because of feedback from the member of public, and it was taken care of, given immediate care by our partners at Jurong Bird Park, and now it's being housed here at this aviary to strengthen its flight muscles for a bit more rehabilitation before it's ready for release.
At the Wildlife Management Division, right, we have a science-based approach. To how we manage animals. For example, we might get people who may be very afraid of macaques entering their houses. So the team will actually go down, and what we'll do is we will look at what are the issues, you know, faced by people there. Why this happened in the first place? Was there someone feeding the macaques, or are the macaques coming out from a certain area? Is it a lone macaque, or is it a troop of macaques?
So we're focusing on urban areas like residences, industrial estates near parks or near forested areas that might have macaque troops. From this data, we can devise management plans for the future. We can also link this data with a lot of other general data to kind of find out more about wildlife incidences, things such as roadkill, also things such as feeding habits and also movement of these macaques throughout Singapore. Especially now during the COVID period, where most people are at home or working from home, and we see these macaques coming out of the forest more often, it's always important to find out more about these macaques, especially in these urban areas where they are less studied. Yeah.